Turning back to music, yeah, Bluetooth speakers, we kind of drifted onto this earlier, and it is an area we've never really talked about much, and it's something I use a lot of them, different types, tried lots along the way. Sean, I'll start with you. What have you got, what have you tried in terms of Bluetooth speakers, and why?
Well, recently I just bought the Anker, some strange model number, 3143A, I think.
Oh, is it the A? Is it because the B one was, you know?
Oh, no, it's definitely the A. I know my stuff. I don't know what it is with Bluetooth speakers. It seems we've come full circle. There was a time when it was all separates and setting up that sweet spot with your stereo speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And now, yeah, well, exactly. And now we're happy with these tiny Bluetooth speakers where, I mean, you've got the price of them to get a decent sound is amazing. You've got all these bows and I don't know because I only go for the cheap end. But look, there's no denying they are useful, especially you could just chuck one in a backpack or something. I don't know. I think the price of them for a decent sound is crazy.
Okay.
Jackie? I know, shocking.
Yeah. No, I tend to go with that because, you know, you're right. We're talking about very small devices. I mean, okay, so let's talk about things like the Bose SoundLink 2, the Beats Pill, that kind of thing, Jackie. I mean, they're quite small. They're very small devices. They don't, they give off a fair punch to them.
Yeah, they do. There's one, I think, that's made by JLB or
JBL.
JBL?
Yeah.
JBL, yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's a big kind of a sound off that as well. But I don't mind them. I just don't understand, as somebody who likes proper stereo separates, and I don't mean to sound a bit sort of highbrow about this, seriously. It's just that I really do enjoy a good sound. And I just don't see that Bluetooth speakers can give you the same as what proper stereo speakers do. I just don't.
No, I agree.
Maybe we're being a bit harsh here, because I suppose they are, different usage, aren't they? I mean,
well, that's the thing.
For portability.
Yeah, exactly. They're not. I mean, you compare these to the kind you would buy for your house. I mean, you know, I work in studios, and you know, these studios can have monitors in them that are thousands of pounds, and you listen to those, and it does spoil everything you listen to beyond that.
Thereafter, yeah.
Because you're so used to listening to them, and that's my environment. But I've just recently bought new monitor speakers, and Sean will tell you because he's been pretty much on the phone with me the whole way through. he's been through the whole pain of it. But I've got some nice KRK Rocket 5 speakers, which are absolutely incredible monitors, and the kind you would expect to use in a studio. But this is for home production work and stuff. I'm not going to be listening to my this program through it. That's not what I would do it with it, unless I'm editing it, of course. But it's interesting, there's so many different options out there now. And Jackie, you come from a place similar to myself where you like good quality sound. Sean, you're in a place where you're quite happy to, at that point now, to sacrifice a bit of that quality and just say, right, okay, I've got portability, which is what I'm looking for. What I was keen to talk about, though, was aside the audio quality, which is a big thing for us, and I know that, what about the actual accessibility of them? I mean, I've tended to find, and you guys can tell me otherwise, I tend to find they're pretty good when it comes to setup.
Bluetooth speakers tend to be that way, yeah, because a lot of them have speech so that they'll pair easily. They'll say, some of them tell you when they're turned on and when they're pairing, and that's really quite useful. A lot of the speakers do that now. So yeah, accessibility wise, they are quite, quite easy to set up, and apparently the Bose Link, I don't have one of those, but apparently that's really easy to work with as well.
I think it comes down to the device you're actually using, you're streaming the Bluetooth from, rather than because usually they'll have some sort of, if not speech, the Bluetooth speaker will have some sort of audio cue as to, what it's doing, turning it on, pairing or something, or lost connection. And even if it hasn't, you know, they're all pretty much similar, that you hold the play button down for 5 seconds and you're in pairing mode, or the power button. It's usually something that you could work out yourself. And as long as the device, you know, the iPhone or the Android tablet or whatever, is accessible, yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
I think I found a way to marry up the quality, maybe not the portability, although arguably it can be portable. I got a Sonos kit.
Oh, yes.
Sonos Play 5.
And the other half live.
Well, do you know, it was a bit of a treat to myself and my wife. We said, let's get one of these. And my wife said, okay, let's do it. And what was interesting was she said to me at the beginning, you know, I don't think I'll notice the difference here. And we did. There was a big difference in quality of sound, you know, compared to some of the other Bluetooth speakers. This is not a Bluetooth system, though. And that's really important to be clear about. In fact, it was almost...
It's Wi-Fi, isn't it?
It's based around Wi-Fi, and it's all built within an app. So instead of, you know, you having multiple apps on your device, you just use a single app that Sonos provide, and they will, you know, that will get you the audio to your system. So the downsides to that, you have to subscribe to or use some of the specific services like Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music's now on there. And the one that I was tempted to sign up to, but only because of price, I didn't, was Tidal.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
Tidal's an interesting one.
High-quality streaming.
And this is where things get interesting. Because if you listen to something on Spotify, a high-quality MP3, and then you listen to the same thing on Tidal, you will notice a difference. I think you will anyway. I certainly noticed it. Anything with a guitar in it or anything with a piano in it, you immediately can tell the difference. Because it's high quality CD quality, like I was talking about before. So, mm-hmm. you know, with that kind of quality in mind, that is maybe some way closer to, you know, where we want to be. And I certainly find that. But of course, the problem is all of that comes at a huge cost. There are other options. You could just sit and rip your entire CD collection into your computer.
Yeah,
could do that.
Well, I've heard that's illegal now, ripping music. But
is it?
You know, that's another.
Oh, Stephen,
well.
How dare you?
So yeah, always on the wrong side. Always on the wrong side. Well, you know, as far as I was aware, it was okay. It's my music. I want to listen to it, and I don't carry around a CD player,
so
I don't understand how that would work. But I mean, if someone's prepared to do I would love it. Wouldn't it be great if you could just hold your CD up to your webcam and it would scan the CD and say, right, okay, so you've bought the CD, that's fine. Here's an MP3 copy. Wouldn't that be amazing? Mm-hmm. That would just be so much easier.
There's an app there. You've got to develop that one, Stephen.
Someone's got it.
Sitting on $1 million.
But that's the music industry that has to sort that one out. That's not for an app developer.
Well, then it's never going to happen. The music industry are so slow in keeping up with technology.
I know.
That's why piracy took off so much. And then as soon as the streaming service came along, piracy dipped, you know?
Well, that's the thing, because I prefer streaming because I know where I'm getting the music from. I know it's good, you know, and I know it's fine and all of those stuff. And my computer's not going to get bugged if I download an album.
Exactly, yeah.
Anyway, there you go. So Bluetooth speakers and Sonos, which is kind of a Wi-Fi speaker. Different options. I mean, Bose SoundLink, JBL. The best thing to do is try them out. Go into a local store, go into your local, you know, electrical store, whatever, and, you know, ask to try them out and ask people if you can listen to them. The great thing about a lot of these shops now is they have them sitting out, even in the supermarkets. They have them out and you can plug in your headphones, you can plug in your device and you can listen to them. And that's really, really important to do.
I've got to say as well, I find that a lot of these audio shops or music shops, they are very blind friendly as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, Richer Sounds and places like that are quite...
That's why I was thinking of. Yeah, they're very good.